Oh my God, this movie was amazing. I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Pearl at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Pearl is a new horror film from Ty West. It's actually a prequel to a film that came out earlier this year called X. However, you don't need to see X to understand Pearl. The two movies were shot at the same time as part of a grand vision, and man do I have to say I admire Ty West. I enjoyed the heck out of this movie. In Pearl, Mia Goth plays our lead character Pearl as a young farm girl in small town Texas. The year is 1918 and the Spanish flu epidemic is in full swing. Pearl lives on the farm with her strict German mother and her invalid father, and her husband, we're told, is off fighting in World War I. She has not heard from him for months, so we actually get the impression that he's probably dead. Pearl has grand dreams of leaving the farm and becoming a famous performer. Specifically, she'd like to dance in the movies. She harbors all these fantasies while walking around the farm about, like, becoming a star and wowing the world. But her mother, as mentioned, is very strict and will have none of this. Now, early on in the film, we start to see that there's something not quite right about Pearl. She seems to be a little psychotic, and she does things like kill animals and have sex with scarecrows. So, Pearl isn't exactly normal, and we can tell where this is headed. Now, I won't spoil this movie for you at all because I think you should see it, but I will say that one day Pearl does get an audition to be a dancer for a traveling show, and when she doesn't get the part, she flips out. And it's amazing. It should be no surprise to anyone to learn that Pearl does kill several people throughout the course of this movie. And essentially, yes, Pearl the film is a slasher. Ty West has found a way to inject new energy and artistry into this entire genre. The movie comes to us courtesy of A24, and only A24 could do a film like this. If this had been a traditional major studio, the result would have been vastly different. Pearl is a movie that takes its time. It has long, dialogue-laden scenes in which Pearl explains her motivations. It takes the time to develop this character. And it has many downright uncomfortable scenes, as in, even I, in my theater, squirmed a little bit. A major studio would have wanted Ty West to cut the heck out of this movie, but thankfully A24 didn't do that, and what we wind up with is truly special. Mia Goth is absolutely phenomenal in this movie. I mean, this is a really talented actress. Her performance has multiple dimensions, as she essentially has to act like different people in different scenarios. And man, is this a bold performance. I mentioned the movie made me squirm, and that's largely because of how effective Mia Goth was. When she fails her audition, she throws a full-blown temper tantrum that is almost embarrassing to watch because it's so emotionally vulnerable and real. This character is a deeply damaged person, desperate to get out of an unhappy situation. Pearl's mother is played by Tandy Wright, and she's also really good. Even though she's too strict, I actually kind of liked the character because, as we learn, she knows what's wrong with Pearl, and in a sense, she's trying to protect others from her. Matthew Sunderland plays Pearl's father, and even though he has no lines, and his character is totally paralyzed so he doesn't even move or make a facial expression, he is able to say so much with his eyes. This character, who just sits in a wheelchair throughout the film, is actually a major player. Great performance from Matthew Sunderland. Now, I actually saw Pearl before I ever saw X. I didn't watch X until the other night. And I can tell you, the fact that I hadn't seen X in no way made it difficult to follow Pearl. This is very much its own standalone movie, as well as a part of a larger package. And out of the two, I actually think I like Pearl a little more. This is a movie that, on paper, appears to just be a standard slasher that is elevated to being one of the best horror movies of the last 10 years. I haven't loved a horror flick this much since It Follows in 2014. Ty West's direction is fantastic. Pearl is very much presented like an old-school Hollywood film. Like, it has wide shots and a sort of old-school, like, Technicolor look to it. There's one surreal dance number in the movie that I absolutely loved. And it's funny because during that scene, I was rooting for Pearl. I mean, she's an evil psychopath who kills people, but I was rooting for her. That's a testament to how strong Mia Goth's performance is. Taking a look at Ty West's other credits, there's really not a whole lot there to indicate that he would make something this good. I mean, he directed Cabin Fever 2, a segment for a VHS movie, a segment for the ABCs of Death, The Sacrament, what's that? I don't know, looking at its IMDb page isn't ringing any bells. So yeah, this Ty West guy is one to watch out for. If you have a chance to see Pearl, I strongly recommend it. This movie is amazing. I give Pearl a 5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.